With the highest number of young STEM graduates per capita in the EU, Ireland has the people and skills your company needs to succeed here. IDEA Ireland, the National Investment Development Agency, can help you find and nurture the people you need to internationalise and thrive. Our talent is just one of the extraordinary benefits Ireland has to offer. Learn more at IDEAIreland.com. Invest in extraordinary.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studios, this is Bloomberg Daybreak for Monday, February 27th. Coming up today,
Wall Street comes off its worst week since December.
Pfizer is reportedly in talks to buy a major biotech company.
Goldman Sachs holds a key investor meeting this week.
And a new report says a lab leak in China most likely caused the COVID pandemic.
Uber and Lyft drivers held a 12-hour strike at LaGuardia Airport, plus those who died in the 1993 World Trade Center attack were remembered. I'm Michael Barr. More ahead.
I'm John Stashower in sports. Much-needed win for the Rangers. Shutout win for the Islanders. The Nets lost at the buzzer. The Knicks host the Celtics tonight.
That's all straight ahead on Bloomberg Daybreak, the business news you need to start your day in just one 15-minute podcast. Each morning on Apple, Spotify, the Bloomberg Business app, and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Here are the stories we're following today.
Wall Street is coming off its worst week since December. In fact, the S&P 500 has dropped for three straight weeks. Concerns over sticky U.S. inflation are weighing on sentiment as traders reassess Fed policy. We spoke exclusively with International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva late yesterday.
I want to be clear, we are not yet seeing inflation going down to target fast enough. So central banks need to stay the course until we are comfortable that price stability is returning.
IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva made the comments in an interview with Bloomberg at the G20 finance ministers meetings in India.
Well, turning to corporate news now, Nathan, we may be closing in on a big pharma deal. According to the Wall Street Journal, Pfizer is in early stage talks to buy Seagen. The deal would reportedly command a premium above the company's $30 billion market value. Seagen develops drugs to treat cancer and related diseases.
And Goldman Sachs is poised to make headlines, Karen, following a forgettable 2022. The bank's leaders are holding their second ever Investor Day this week. Let's get the details live with Bloomberg's Dan Schwartzman. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Nathan and Karen. Karen, it is a big week for Goldman Sachs, the Wall Street firm presenting its Investor Day with questions surrounding the bank's loss of almost $6 billion in its failed foray into consumer banking. Executives are expected to hype up the bank's asset and wealth management business known as AWM with its $2.5 trillion in assets. Last year, profits at Goldman fell by half, which led to some questioning the standing of CEO David Solomon within the bank. Live in New York, Dan Schwartzman, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Dan, thanks. So we have word of more job cuts at Twitter. Bloomberg News has learned the social media company laid off more workers over the weekend. Sources say the layoffs hit employees on teams across the company, including engineering and product. This comes on the heels of Elon Musk cutting more than 3,700 jobs last year, about half of the company's workforce.
On Wall Street this week, Karen, we'll have plenty of earnings reports to digest, including a slew of retail results. And we get a preview from Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett.
We'll be hearing from Costco, home improvement retailer Lowe's, Kroger, Ross Stores, and Dollar Tree. The reports come amid accelerating inflation and more pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep rates higher for longer. Kate Moore is head of thematic strategy at BlackRock Financial.
What I've been really encouraged with is how honest the guidance was during reporting fourth quarter. You didn't get a lot of companies kind of sugarcoating the experience and really speaking to investors in a way that encouraged them that they were going to continue to trim costs on the margins. They were going to focus on smart growth, not growth at any cost.
Also reporting this week, several tech companies, including Agilent, Broadcom, Dell, HP, and VMware. In New York, Charlie Pellett, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Well, over the weekend, we got earnings from Berkshire Hathaway. Warren Buffett's conglomerate reported weaker results in some of its key businesses, underscoring fears the U.S. economy is facing a bumpy road ahead. At the same time, Buffett reminded investors to keep the faith in the U.S. economy. He also touted Berkshire's record operating earnings of $30.8 billion for the year.
We now turn to a developing story involving the pandemic. An intelligence report by the Energy Department has reportedly identified a Chinese lab leak as the most likely origin of COVID-19. According to the Wall Street Journal, the conclusion was reached due to new intelligence, though the judgment was made with, quote, low confidence. Bloomberg's Ed Baxter has the details.
This is reported to be a classified document and one of several, but the report says the Energy Department believes it was due to a mishap at a biological lab. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN says this is part of an ongoing investigation.
The reference to the Department of Energy, President Biden specifically requested that the national labs, which are part of the Department of Energy, be brought into this assessment because he wants to put every tool at use.
Sullivan says key members of Congress will be involved in the loop of all investigations. In San Francisco, I'm Ed Baxter, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Ed, thanks. Well, over in India today, the world's top finance chiefs failed to agree on a consensus statement at meetings due to an impasse over language on the war in Ukraine. India issued a chair's summary as opposed to a traditional communique. Russia and China disagreed with two paragraphs on the war that had been cleared by all participants back in November.
And in Europe today, Karen, Brexit is back in focus. The UK and EU are preparing to unveil a post-Brexit settlement on Northern Ireland. Let's go to London and get the latest live with Bloomberg's Ewan Potts. Good morning, Ewan.
Good morning, Nathan and Karen. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will be in the UK for an early afternoon meeting later today, surely a sign that an announcement on trade is imminent. The talks with the British Prime Minister will be held in Berkshire, where the King's Windsor Castle is situated. The deal seeks to fix an earlier agreement over trade in Northern Ireland. Seeking to balance the demands of business, the European Union, politicians in Northern Ireland and his own lawmakers has been a big headache for the PM. In London, I'm Ewan Potts, Bloomberg Daybreak.
It's 35 degrees in New York, and we have winter storm warnings in effect north and west of the city. So the snow arrives in New York tonight. We'll get up to near 40 degrees, could have 1 to 3 inches before we get down to the upper 30s. Time now to take a look at some of the other stories making news in the city and around the world with Bloomberg's Michael Barr. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Nathan. Uber and Lyft drivers staged a 12-hour strike at LaGuardia Airport on Sunday as they call for higher pay. Drivers stopped dropping off customers from noon to midnight. Drivers are upset after Uber filed a lawsuit to stop a planned pay raise approved by the New York Taxi and Limousine Commission. Uber defended its decision, saying it has already implemented raises for drivers 3 times since 2020. Before there was the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center, there was the 1993 terrorist attack. Yesterday, the 6 victims who died in that attack were remembered on the 30th anniversary. A ceremony was held at the North Pool of the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. More than 1,000 people were injured when a van loaded with explosives was detonated below the North Tower. The list of speakers at yesterday's memorial service included New York Mayor Eric Adams.
There is only an American dream. And because of that, many peoples have the tendency to harm us because of that dream. We would never allow that dream to fail.
Along with Mayor Adams, other speakers included New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
They may have thought they were attacking a building. It seemed like a building was what was the target. But they also launched attack on our democracy, our institutions, our symbols of success, and ultimately the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was also in attendance. Starting this morning, full Long Island Railroad service begins at Grand Central Madison. The change means many commuters in Port Washington will now have to transfer to get to Penn Station. The MTA maintains there will be a 41% increase in service. Saudi Arabia signed agreements worth $400 million with Ukraine. It comes after the kingdom's foreign minister made a surprise visit to Kyiv. SpaceX and NASA scrubbed a rocket launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida shortly before liftoff early this morning.
We have a hold tonight due to the TTIB issue.
In other words, a ground system issue. It postponed the mission to send U.S. astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut to the International Space Station. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr. This is Bloomberg, Nathan.
Thank you, Michael. Time now for our Bloomberg Sports Update, brought to you by Tri-State Audi. Good morning, John Stash.
Good morning, Nathan. The Knicks are hot, so a good time for a good test. Celtics come into the Garden tonight. They have got the NBA's best record, 44-17. They just had a thrilling win at Philadelphia. The Knicks have won their last five. They're unbeaten since that trade to get Josh Hart. The Milwaukee Bucks, just a half game behind Boston. They've won 14 in a row, haven't lost since January 21st. They were without Giannis Antetokounmpo. He had a wrist injury, and now it's his knee, and the Bucks still beat Phoenix. The Nets lost in Atlanta 129-127. A Trae Young game-winning shot at the buzzer. It came just after the Hawks hired a new coach. Quinn Snyder spent many years with Utah. The Hawks had recently fired Nate McMillan. The Nets 9-14 since they had that 12-game winning streak when they still had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie now in Dallas. The Mavs blew a 27-point lead. They lost to the Lakers. In Portland, 71 points for Damian Lillard, and the Blazers win over Houston. Lillard made 13 three-pointers, one shy of the NBA record. At the Garden, Rangers ended that four-game losing streak, 5-2 over Los Angeles. There was a spitting incident. Keandre Miller got a match penalty. Drew Doughty was the recipient. Rangers coach is Gerard Gallant.
I didn't say nothing, honestly. I mean, obviously it happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen. The kid feels bad about it, and he said it was an accident, so that's all. But I didn't see nothing. I couldn't see nothing.
Miller met with Doughty after the game. Islanders a 4-0 win at Winnipeg. Rutgers with a win at Penn State. And Tampa, first inning grand slam for Jose Trevino. Yankees 7-0 over Atlanta. Braves had only one hit. Max Scherzer pitched in Port St. Lucie, and the Mets beat the Nats. John Stashower, Bloomberg Sports.
With the highest number of young STEM graduates per capita in the EU, Ireland has the people and skills your company needs to succeed here. IDEA Ireland, the National Investment Development Agency, can help you find and nurture the people you need to internationalise and thrive. Our talent is just one of the extraordinary benefits Ireland has to offer. Learn more at IDEAIreland.com. Invest in extraordinary.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Live from coast to coast, from New York to San Francisco, Boston to Washington, D.C., nationwide on Sirius XM, the Bloomberg Business App, and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Daybreak.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Hager. We are seeing stocks get a lift to start the week, particularly in Europe and in the futures contracts after one of the worst weeks for U.S. equities since December. So let's get you set for the trading week ahead. For that, we're joined by Dennis Gartman, the chairman of the University of Akron Endowment Investment Committee and the former publisher of the Gartman Letter. Great, as always, to speak with you, Dennis. What's the trajectory you see for investments as we head into the final month of the first quarter?
Well, Nathan, good to hear from you this morning, and I have been bearish now for the past 3 or 4 weeks. I think that it's important to note that the S&P has fallen below 4,000. I think that's an important technical and psychological circumstance area to be concerned about. I think that Friday's inflation number is indicative of the fact that the Fed has no choice but to continue to be as aggressively tightening monetary policy as they have been for the past several months. They're probably going to take the overnight Fed funds rate to at least 5.5%. There's been some talk that they may go higher. I have my doubts as to that, whether that is true or not. But once they get to 5 to 5.5%, they'll keep the overnight Fed funds rate at that level for a very long period of time. It's going to be at least into 2024, maybe far into 2024, before they actually begin to let rates move lower. I think that the yield curve continues to steepen. We've got the twos, tens, 85 basis points now. It's been moving rather dramatically over the course of the past several months. And I, in my comments to the University of Akron's endowment 6 months ago, I said that the overnight Fed funds or that the twos to tens inverted yield curve would go to 60 or 70 basis points from the then current 35. I was wrong. Here we are now into the mid 80s. So the yield curve continues to steepen. It continues to invert. The Fed is concerned about inflation. The numbers on Friday were very deleterious to share prices. And I'm really quite bearish, have been for the past several weeks, and have been actually on balance since January 5th of last year. So rather consistent on my part.
As you mentioned, the S&P did break below 4,000 at the end of the week, now at 3,970, the level. Are you looking for a further resistance or a further support level for this market, or could the markets get a bounce off the 4,000 psychological level?
Well, I think we're getting a bounce this morning. We're actually up about, 18 or 19 or 20 points from the low from Friday's close, and actually about 35 points from Friday's lows. So I think we're getting a bounce as we speak. I don't think that this bounce is going to last very long. The volume that we've seen overnight in the futures have been very, very limited. And when markets rally on lesser volume, they that probably means they're going to go lower over the course of the near future. So where do I think the S&P goes to? I had a good discussion over the weekend with a friend of mine, Larry Lindsay, for dinner. I said 3,600. He says 3,000. I think 3,600 is a reasonable target at this point for the next several months.
And what's the potential for the Fed to continue tightening? You mentioned the possibility of a 5.5% terminal rate. How long are you looking for the Fed to keep rates higher for longer?
For a very long period of time. If I've learned anything in the 45 or 50 years that I've been in the business, it's when the Fed begins to change monetary policy from tightening to easing or from easing to tightening, it takes rates far farther and for a much longer period of time than even the most aggressive of us at the beginning want to believe. So I think that the Fed takes the overnight Fed funds rate to 5 to 5.5, probably 5.5, I think it'll be will be the terminal rate. And I think it'll stay there for a very long period of time, as I said earlier, at least into 2024, early into 2024, and maybe even late into 2024, before they begin to ease monetary policy, before they allow the overnight Fed funds rate to decline. So it's a long period of time that we have to face higher rates, and I don't think anybody's really, I shouldn't say anybody, I don't think the majority of people are prepared for that.
And you mentioned the inversion between the twos and tens going deeper than even you had expected. Is that the main metric that you're looking at to forecast whether the Fed is going to bring this economy into a hard landing?
Yes, I think watching the twos to tens ratio is probably the easiest and best and most public number that you can watch. So watch the inversion. Inversions are very important. Inversions always, when the yield curve inverts, and when it does, almost characteristically, we go into recession sometime after that, 6 months, 1 year, 18 months thereafter. We're moving into recession right now. So keep an eye on the twos, tens. I hope that it doesn't get to 100 basis points. But at this point, I have my doubts as to whether I can be correct in that instance. Like I said, I thought I was going to go from 40 to 65 or 70. It's made it all the way to 85. Let us hope that it doesn't get to 100. That I think would be disastrous.
This is Bloomberg Daybreak Today, your morning brief on the stories making news from Wall Street to Washington and beyond.
Look for us on your podcast feed at 6 a.m. Eastern each morning on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You can also listen live each morning starting at 5 a.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, Bloomberg 99.1 in Washington, Bloomberg 1061 in Boston, and Bloomberg 960 in San Francisco.
Our flagship New York station is also available on your Amazon Alexa devices. Just say, "Alexa, play Bloomberg 1130.
Plus, listen coast to coast on the Bloomberg Business app, SiriusXM Channel 119, the iHeartRadio app, and on Bloomberg.com. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Join us again tomorrow morning for all the news you need to start your day right here on Bloomberg Daybreak.
The Bloomberg Sustainable Business Summit returns to London on April 25th for a solutions-driven look at the sustainable business and finance landscape, looking at the latest trends in ESG regulations, supply chain innovation and transition finance. Speakers include leaders from CDP, Emirates Environment Group, Seedtrace, COA and more. Summit advisors include City Commercial Bank, Red Sea Global and Schneider Electric. Visit BloombergLive.com/SBS2024 to learn more.